Local. This is Brian.
Hey, Brian. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm curious why you guys call on a like an Iowa number.
I so is Iowa the 712?
Yeah, that's where I came from. I'm in Tennessee now, but I always think it's a telemarketer, so I don't hardly have a
So, because I'm on the sales floor, I'm in the sales department, not the operations department over here at Local Splash. It relocates to a localized number, to whatever number that we are calling to. We on a VoIP system. So, that's why it does that. I apologize for the confusion.
Well, the thing is I usually don't pick them up, and I knew you were going to call me back. That's the only reason I picked it up. But otherwise,
right.
I just avoid them because they're always telemarketers.
Right.
So.
I get it. I completely understand that. Yeah. And they do, isn't it an effort to keep the cost down? So especially when we're working from home, it doesn't require, because they let us work from home some days, but it doesn't require that we have a hard line. It allows us just to tap in through the internet, and it'll relocate to a local number, voice over internet system. And they do it in an effort also to try to help people to answer the phone when they're calling for sales calls. So you've got it right. You've got it 100% correct. So I appreciate you taking my call. The purpose of my call, Brian, is about a month ago, you clicked in the dashboard, your Local Splash dashboard, indicating that you wanted some more information on Google Guaranteed.
Boy, you know, I don't even remember doing that, but I could have. So
okay.
Like,
well, Google Guaranteed is Google's own pay-per-lead service. It would be considered an upgrade on your current account and what you have going on with this. But it triggers a call from me because I'm on the Google Guarantee team, and it is, like I said, it is considered an upgrade. So I called you about a month ago a couple times, but you didn't answer. So I don't like to pester, you know, like if you did it on purpose, then you'd pick up the phone. And if you didn't, then, you know, it's okay. I'll catch up with you later kind of thing. So,
it was you that was calling, most likely. I don't
for
know.
Sure. Because it's coming from that Iowa number, you know?
I played those pretty harshly, so I'm not kidding. I just hardly ever pick them up, but I thought, oh, this might be you, so I'm going to pick it up this time. So
I appreciate that. Yeah, just wanted to see if it's something that you're interested in or you wanted to go over. Google does offer their own guaranteed program for leads. Have you done the search on Google at all for some of the services you provide and seen it up at the very top?
I guess I haven't, but I'm working on the computer today. This would be a good day to check it out.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'd love to go over it with you. Are you in front of a computer now?
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. So for the services that you're providing there, I'm pretty sure it's all in the name, right? I mean, you're doing primarily for kitchens, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The nice thing is I do the kitchens, but I stumble into a lot of other things. Like the one I just am working on now, I'm doing all their floors throughout the whole house and doing all the tile work in their backsplash. And then when we tore the floors up, or the vinyl plank, some of it turned out to be rotten. So then I got in with a bigger job. So,
wow.
You know, yeah. Just never know.
Right. You do just never know, right? You just never know what's going to happen or how it's going to go. And it could always turn out to be a little bit more than you had anticipated, right?
This one turned out to be way more, but it was good because I'm not real super busy yet. So this was something good to do while I'm waiting for more of them to come in, which they are. But once I get really super busy at kitchens, I wouldn't even try to do what I'm doing now because I just can't. I just got to focus on the kitchens.
Right. Perfect. And the cool thing about the guaranteed leads from the Google Guarantee is you can turn them on and off depending on how busy you are. And you only pay per qualified lead. So if you're in front of a computer and you were to do a search right now for kitchen remodeling contractors, I have your zip code as 37040. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. If you go ahead and do a search, tell me what you see that's produced in the search results.
So what for the subject you wanted me to use?
I put in kitchen remodeling contractors.
Okay.
What's the first thing you see there as a search result?
That's my zip code. And we'll see. Let's see. What the zip code? Businesses I see, let's see, maybe it's this one up here. Well, I've got one area, kitchen. Yeah, I got it in kitchen remodeling contractors. I don't see myself on the list. Let's
no,
see.
But no. I just want you to show, do you see where it says sponsor, general contractors, Clarksville, and then it says Google guaranteed with the green check mark?
Take a second, I'll go back to that.
At the very top.
There's a, guaranteed check mark, yeah. Then there's two underneath that.
Right, and then click more general contractors.
Okay, I was doing that, then I backed up, okay.
Okay, so this is the Google guaranteed contractors. You have to go through special checks and balances. You have to produce special things in order to be listed. You have to qualify for this. This isn't given to just anybody, like the Google business profile. This requires specific things.
I suppose I'll have to have some current reviews and stuff before I can do this also.
Well, we help with that. We help you to get the reviews. It's not a big deal. Yeah.
I was going to say, I got some people I'm working with right now. I don't see a problem with getting a bunch of reviews. So that way they'll be real current.
Yeah. So it's no big deal to get that. The reviews and things like that. This is a specific service. So if you were to click on even that first guy, okay, if you click on the first one, Girthy Kitchen and Bath Plus, and then it's going to show you right there his Google Guarantee ad. So with this, what it does is this gives you, if you see right there where it says the green check mark and it says Google guaranteed, get it done right or Google pays you back, and then you can click on details if you choose to. And what the guarantee is that Google is guaranteeing the general public that your company has earned this Google guarantee badge because you've produced and passed certain checks within the platform. So does the company have business license or insurance?
We have insurance. We have business license, meaning what, though, I guess?
Do you have a license for
LLC, mean, or whatever?
Yeah, or do you have a general contractor's license? Like, what type of licensing does Kitchen Design Guys in Tennessee have?
Well, we don't have to have any specific, like, construction thing like that because it's required for us.
Okay, awesome. That's what I was trying to verify. So you have the general liability insurance for the company?
Yeah, we have the insurance for the company, and we have the, like I said, we've got our LLC numbers, too.
Perfect. Okay, that's fantastic. And then can you pass a background check?
As in what you mean for?
No felonies in the last 7 years?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And how many face-to-face employees do you have, meaning guys who are going out and bidding the job on behalf of the company on their own?
Oh, that it's just me. So that way I'm always on top of everything.
Perfect.
Because nobody does that. And
right.
I don't even really have anybody helping me. I do pretty much all of it myself unless I just need a little help just starting an instance, but that's about it.
Okay. That's amazing. That's what I really like to hear. So the application itself, what it has on the application, Brian, first and foremost, the application fee itself independently is a one-time cost of $250. This goes to get the background check completed and to go through the Google Guarantee application process. So what happens is if you choose to move forward with this, you pay the $250, we send you the application, you upload those documents, you upload the LLC, you upload the business insurance, your social security number, your driver's license, so they can do the background check. The reason I ask about the other employees is if you had, some companies do have other employees, but you don't, so that's perfect. Companies who do have other employees, we like to always make sure that you're positive they can also pass the background check, because if they can't, you don't want to put them on the application. You don't want to risk it. Because Google is actually backing your company with the with their guarantee. What that is they're backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance for individual clients. So if for any reason your client was not 100% satisfied and you guys couldn't work it out, then with this, what happens is they would go ahead and pay out on your behalf because they're guaranteeing your work to the general public. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but if that happens, do they just drop you then and say, well, we can't have that happening? So
I haven't seen anybody have to actually use that. But with the thing,
I didn't think it's necessary. I've done this for business, basically stuff like this for about 30 years. So I've never had a problem.
Right. And that's perfect. And that's specific. I mean, we can tell that you've been around for a long time. We've been, you know, working with you for a while. You know, we just want to make sure that you understand everything that's coming in with it. Again, like I said, I haven't had anybody that's had to use it yet. Okay.
Right.
So, with that being said, if you choose to move forward with the Google Guarantee, there is vast advantages to it. Now, it is going to be pay per qualified lead in that section. So, like, I just had you click on that guy's listing, and that doesn't charge him a lead fee. It wouldn't charge you a lead fee either. Like, they can go in and they can look at your reviews. They can read your listing. They can take a look at everything for the company itself. And with that, they can even click this Google mobile click-to-call number. If they choose to call the number, it's the Google call tracking phone number. So Google actually records all of those phone numbers, all of those calls for authenticity purposes. So unlike any other type of pay-per-lead service, like, have you ever tried like Thumbtack or Yelp or Houzz or Porch or Angie's List Home Advisor? Have you done any of those type of programs before?
Yeah, so I'm working with Angie's List and Houzz. I'm not real excited about Houzz or List because a lot of people submit things and then you try to contact them and they won't even
answer the phone. Yeah. So I was going to say, let me guess why. Because I've heard it. As you can imagine, I've heard the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the ugly. I've heard it all. And, I mean, those same complaints that you're saying right now are the same things that we hear consistently. And the reason Google built this pay-per-lead service is to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. So what you've experienced, Brian, so far with the Angie's or Thumbtack or Houzz is, you know, you pay whether or not you speak to the client. There's no guarantee that it's a qualified lead. There's no guarantee that you're ever even going to get in contact with that person. And sometimes it's out of category, not what you actually offer. It's tire kickers, things like that, right?
Yeah, this is what's funny. When I first started with them, then they said, well, be prepared. You probably want to get maybe 2 or 3 out of every 10. And then the very person I talked to about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3, and then she said, be prepared. You probably might average maybe 1 out of every 10. And I'm thinking, that
wow,
1 out of
numbers are dropping.
Every 10 is what I'm averaging right now.
Right. Well, the thing is they don't have any recourse for qualified calls. So what happens is they're some of Google's biggest clients. What those companies do, they purchase Google Ads at the top of the page in the Google Ad Spend section, and they capture the lead because they'll list it as pick your, you know, top 25 flooring contractors or top 25 kitchen remodel contractors in, you know, Clarksville or in an area that is prominent, and then they capture the lead and then they resell it to you and some of your competitors. So with this, it's with that, it's on a per lead basis, whether or not you get the job. And they don't, you know, they send you and five or six of your competitors that same phone number and say, hey, you know, good luck. I hope that you get the lead, or whatever they do or don't say. But there's no recourse for it, because they don't even verify of what that person actually wants. It's just somebody who's gone online. And sometimes I've heard that they even do, like, fake leads. You know, I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I've also heard of dozens and dozens of companies that have seen the high success with those type of programs. It just really depends on the luck of the draw, I think, you know?
Well, some of these leads cost a little over 100 up to almost 150. Mm-hmm. And so if you lay out there generating fake ones and you got like half a dozen people calling the same number, yeah, you can get some money really fast.
Right. Well, the good news is the cost for these leads is nowhere near that. And the other thing is that Google, so what Google does is they assign a Google call tracking number to the businesses. The ones that you see on that list that have the green check mark that is active right now, that means those companies are active right now. The ones that don't have the green check mark that is highlighted at this moment means that they're not active right now. So they've got their leads turned off for whatever reason. So if somebody goes in to talk with that company, they're going to call them on their regular business line, not on the Google call tracking number, and they wouldn't be charged if that call turned into an actual qualified job or lead. So when your leads are active, the green check mark is highlighted, and with that being said, what happens is that call will come through to you directly. It's not shared amongst your competitors. The client has gone to Google, they've looked in the guaranteed section, and they've chosen that they want to work with you directly. Okay?
Yes. Because that's going to up the percentage tremendously.
Tremendously. And these, and on top of that, these calls have shown a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay-per-lead. Not just activity, but actual closing. And we give you data and tracking and reporting on the entire thing. So we don't expect you to take our word for it. So like I said, Google built this service to trump all of their pay-per-lead services because they know what you guys have been through. So when somebody calls that Google call tracking number to connect with you directly, you know, because it says so on the caller ID, that this is a Google guaranteed lead. Additionally, the other thing is that you also are aware, because when you pick up the phone right before it connects with the client, it says LSA for local service ad, Google guaranteed lead. Again, you have the ability to know for a fact that it's a direct lead coming into you from your Google guaranteed platform. And when that person picks up the, when you pick up the phone and you have that person on the other end, it is a real life human being. It is a, you know, direct call to you. So the reason they record those calls is because if you were to receive a spam, robo, or solicitation call, that is not considered a qualified lead.
Okay.
You would not be charged. If you receive a call of somebody requesting a service that you do not provide, that is not listed in your service profile, you would not be charged. That is not a qualified lead. Because it's very specific. Again, if you look at the services, if you click on the services tab for Gerthy, it's going to show you this guy only offers kitchen and bathroom remodel. So if he gets a call for flooring and he declines the job, he's not charged for that because that's not a qualified lead. Okay. Additionally, if they're calling outside of your service radius, because you can also click on where they're showing, you're able to see, and your ad doesn't even come up in areas that you're not servicing. So for Gerthy, when you click on, it says serves Clarksville and nearby areas. He's only servicing Clarksville and Pleasant View. He's not servicing any other area. So if, for example, he was to get a call from, say, Franklin or Brentwood, then he is not going to be charged for that lead if he declines the job, because it's not listed in his service profile of an area where he provides services. So it's very acute. and it is trackable because you have access to that call recording. We have access to the call recording. Google has access to the call recording, and Google actually has AI listening to each one of those phone calls for authenticity purposes. Okay.
And the nice thing is I'm looking at their years in business or that I can actually say 30 for mine.
Right. Exactly.
Fine.
And we are going to optimize it so yours comes up at the top. Now, the other thing is this, that I want you to know what is considered a qualified call, because Google has specific criteria of what is or is not a call, a qualified call. So if the person calls and requests estimate face-to-face and you set appointment to give estimate face-to-face, Google does consider that a qualified lead and you would be charged. Or if, and this is probably pretty rare for what you're offering, but if somebody was to call and request the estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, that is considered a qualified lead. So those are the only two instances that Google actually considers the lead qualified, and those are the only two instances in which you would be charged for the lead. So getting down to the lead cost and how it works exactly is I want you to know that the terms and conditions stay a max of 4 to 8 weeks for full placement and verification, which I don't even always or usually see it take that long. So you don't have to, you know, worry about that. But once your Google Guarantee ad is active, then we're going to call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Your cost per lead is $44. And your minimum monthly budget is $574. So what happens with this is that with that being said is that it works kind of like a escrow account. So you pay the $250 up front, we go ahead, we do the Google Guarantee application. The application itself takes approximately about 10 minutes to fill out. We upload it. We do onboarding call, which takes about 15 minutes, and then we send off for verification. Once your Google Guarantee certified, what happens is my technician contacts you to say, hey, we're ready to turn the leads on. If you're ready to have those leads begin coming into you, then you're going to pay the $574, and the leads will come into you at approximately 3 leads a week. Now, you're in complete control of that, Brian. So as a one-man band, probably you would take on a couple of leads. You land those jobs. You're going to pause the leads. Wherever you pause the leads is where it stops financially. There is no automatic monthly charge on this. So if you pause the leads with, you know, $476 left in the budget and you choose to pause that for 2 days, 6 months, 18 months, 42 hours, however long you need to pause it for is where it stays paused. Again, no automatic monthly charge on this. You're only using the budget as you go. Now, the latter is also true. If you say you do take on a couple of crews and you need to keep those guys busy, you have the ability to increase the lead flow as well, ad infinitum as needed for the business. So once the budget has been completely exhausted, completely used up, then we contact you to refill the budget if you want to take on more leads. There is no contract. There is no automatic commitment to this. It is literally pay as you go.
What was the amount? 550 or what did you say?
574 gives you 13 Google Guarantee leads at $44 per lead.
So basically, once it hits zero, then you just recharge it to the 574 again.
Or whatever number you choose beyond that. Some guys want to, you know, they really want to crank it up. Some guys are like, well, it's a little competitive right now. I want to pay, you know, I want to do max lead bidding. I want to pay $75 a lead. Or you have the ability to adjust it above and beyond the 44 if you choose to, depending on what the needs of the business are. And again, that's all a conversation that happens during, you know, after you've been completely Google Guarantee approved.
Okay. So you have the potential of upping, like bidding higher for your lead, so it puts you at top more often, you mean, or what?
Yes, you can do that if you choose to, and it's available in your area. So what happens is once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, Brian, then we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget, which is the 574, and we let you know what Google is recommending for your service area. And it depends on a lot of factors. It depends on where you're surfacing. It depends on how many searches are being done. I can't determine, like, exactly how that would go at this moment, but we always make you aware of what your options are. What I'll tell you is this. In your area, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's only 8 Google Guarantee providers in your area for what you're offering. Your cost per lead at $44 is a smoking hot price. I mean, I don't have to tell you that. You already know that from what you've been paying. But the quality of the lead that's coming through to you and the fact that there's only 8 competitors in your area offering this service, this is going to put you at the top.
So you, when you say 8, that's doing what I'm doing, you mean?
There's, so yes, right now in the Google Guarantee platform, I count only 8 providers. It holds up to 20.
Okay.
But you're gonna trump that. A, you have 30 plus years in the industry. B, I mean, there's only one other guy who even comes close, and he's got 28 years in his industry. Everyone else is like below 10. Okay. So, oh wait, I take that back. One guy has 14. So what I'm getting at here is A, it's an exclusive position. You're not sharing the position. You're not sharing the lead. Am I going to say that they never call another contractor on that Google Guarantee platform? No, I'm not going to say that they don't, because we know that realistically they're probably calling a couple. But the quality of lead that's coming through and the fact that it has to pass certain checks in order to even be charged to you is on a higher platform. It's shown a stronger closing conversion, and it is, as far as I'm concerned, I've been selling this product for the past 3 years that it's been in business. It's been in for 6 years. The first 2 years it was in beta. The last 3 years, I have not had a single person cancel on profit. It is like the cure for cancer as far as lead services go.
Well, the thing I like about it, because you say the lead percentage, is because I'm a very personable person, so it's really easy. Me to talk to people and explain, right. And then they get their confidence within probably the first 5 minutes, because for so long I can answer any question they have. Matter of fact, I usually would turn into the project manager, because I know what order should be done in. So
right.
I just keep updating. Okay, well, you need to do this. We need to do that. You know, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually get. I would say my percentage will be a lot higher, probably around 50% easily.
Mm-hmm.
We're landing them. So if they're, if they're really serious, I get them pretty easy. So,
and that's beautiful. And that's exactly why we offer it. I mean, you clicked in the dashboard, and then we go in and we see, okay, is this guy going to be a good fit for this? Is he, you know, what is the criteria that he has? And because not every business is a good fit. Some guy, I had a guy yesterday who clicked, and he's like, he really wants it, but he doesn't have any insurance. He doesn't have any license. He's like, oh, well, I moved over here, but I don't have this and I don't have that. And I want to keep the business over here. And it was just like a big old cluster. And that's not going to work, because Google is only going to put the guaranteed providers, because they're putting their brand on it, their name on it. They're giving you a guaranteed badge that they're backing your company up, because you do what you say you're going to do. So the closing ratio is huge depending on, like you said, personality and how you deal with your clients and how inclusive you make them feel in the process. And when you bring them in like they're a friend or a family member as opposed to a customer, it changes the game.
Big time, says, because lots of other things too. I can guarantee almost all these guys, I know every aspect of this job. I even do the tear outs for them and the demos, even if they want to, the old. Plus, I'll tiling, I'll do all kinds of stuff. But, and I do my own 2020 program designs and email them to them too. So, I mean, I do every aspect of this job. So, there's no other person I'm relying on for these things. So, plus, I've been here for a short time. I have several electricians and plumbers that I have a list that I can offer them too for all the other things that need done. So, you gotta get it all. I'm getting all my ducks in a row, but yeah, this is the best thing ever. I do have a big contract with Howes, and I'm not happy with it at all. And I have done this with Angie's since, I think I started it in either November or December, and not pleased at all. So if it wasn't for the last lady that called me and I did ended up doing so many jobs for her, like one more job like that from her, from another, put me completely in the black with all the advertising I've done. But it would jobs like that, I mean, I put a lot of money. We're talking thousands of dollars out. So it's like, change. It's time for a change.
Right. Well, I think this is the change that you're looking for. Do you want to give it a shot?
Oh, yeah. You already had me sold from about 10 minutes ago.
Well, I'm going to be the lead on this for you. So I'm going to send a text message over. It's going to say, It's going to say, hey, this is Amy from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department. I was calling to follow up with you regarding possible upgrade in your current account. Please call me back at this number. So you go ahead and save my direct phone number and extension line. It's the 877 number. My extension is 224. Now, the card that I have on file for this, I have a Visa ending in 7571. Do I have your permission to charge the $250 application fee to that?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I'm going to go, and really quickly, what is your first pet's name?
My first, Queenie?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is Queenie. I thought that was super cute when I saw that. Okay, let me go ahead and switch this out for you. So you're going to see that, you're going to see that application fee come through, and it's going to say LSA, that's Local Service Ad Application Setup Fee, and it's is a tax write-off. I'm sure after all these years in business, you know that all the marketing is a 100% tax write-off, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. You'd be surprised the number of guys that I talk to that are a few years in, and they don't know that necessarily. So I always like to remind you guys. I've got that coming through. Okay, I need to go ahead and schedule your client interviews. So I'm going to send the application over to you, and it has explicit instructions in there. It's very straightforward. You upload the Accord document for the certificate of insurance. Business license, you don't have a business license that's required in your area for this vertical, which is a category, but you can upload the LLC. It's very user-friendly, very easy to navigate. I do like to give you guys 24 hours with it if you need 24 hours. How long do you think you need to fill out the application?
I'll probably fill it out this morning, I imagine. And this is the best time to do it. I actually took this day as a paperwork day because I'm waiting for electrician and the lady to paint a room, so I can't do anything else until those two people get something done.
Okay. And you're on Central Standard Time there?
Yes.
Okay. So let me go ahead and say I can schedule it. If you can get that filled out, I can actually schedule it for 12:30.
Oh, today?
Do you want it for today or do you want it for tomorrow?
No, because I'll be back at my job tomorrow. Today's great because I'm here, but I'm just making sure you're saying today.
Yes.
The thing about the whole thing of you're not concerned was about the reviews. I did a whole bunch of new ones, and they went to Angie's List and Howe's, but
So let me tell you what's going to happen during your client onboarding with Ivan. What's going to happen is we're going to send you a link, a tiny link, and this is going to be for specific to the Google Guarantee Review platform. You just send that to a few people and have them, and those are going to load straight to the Google Guarantee, and those are yours to keep forever. If you ever quit Angie's or Thumbtack or those other ones you mentioned, then they're going to take those reviews down. They're going to keep them. They're theirs. But once they go to Google, those stay with your company. Those are never negotiable. So we're going to send you a tiny URL for that in order to alleviate that and make it super easy for you. Okay?
Tell me this then, for reviews, what's going to be an adequate number that's going to actually
three.
Look? That's all I need.
Yeah, three. And then, I mean, obviously the more you have, the better, but three, I believe it's three for your category. The most I've ever seen is five. But three is a great starting point. I mean, and you have a ton of people willing to say something nice about you after all these years in business. I've even had people send it to friends and family members. Like, it's super, super easy to get those if you have, which you have the clientele to back it up. You're not brand new, you know?
The only thing is I bothered them twice already about this.
I see.
And it bothers them all. But I did realize how many people that I had a good relationship with, and I think it only took me 2 weeks for one of those, and I had 30-some reviews. So,
wow.
That worked really, really well.
That's beautiful. I understand you don't necessarily want to, you don't want to pester anybody. I get that.
Sorry, but I do have four people in mind that two, one I just got done, one I'm working with, and mm-hmm. two of my characters that I still work with up in Iowa, I still do drawings for them and ship them cabinets. I can
beautiful.
Think of four.
Yes, those are fantastic. Let me see here. Give me just a second. I'm doing this. Yes, already. What are your hours of operation? when do you want the phone calls?
That's fine. 8 to 5, probably. Or 8
Monday
to 6.
Through Friday?
Yeah, and then they can even call Saturday mornings if they want.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and do that. 8 to 6. And then, so within the general, because you're going to come up under the general contractor vertical, there's a lot of keywords that are offered, and you get to pick and choose. So you tell me which ones you do want and which ones you don't want, okay?
Oh, when I fill out the application or what?
No, I'm going to put them in now. You're just going to come up under general contracting, but you get to choose. So I'm going to let my technician know, okay, these are the ones that he does want. And then right before, you'll be approved for all of them under the general contracting vertical. You'll get, once your Google Guarantee approved, you're approved for all of these keywords. And then you get to pick and choose. So I like to go ahead and kind of knock it out because I know that kitchen is the main gig, but if you want to be offered on any of the rest of these. So do you offer bathroom remodel?
We'll skip that because that's really something I'm not pushing for.
Okay. Accessory buildings for ADUs?
No.
Decks and patio?
No.
Exterior finishing?
Nope.
Foundations and concrete?
Nope.
Home addition?
Nope.
Home building?
No.
Home remodel and renovation?
No.
Interior finishing?
No.
Kitchen remodel?
Yes.
Kitchen backsplash?
Yes.
Kitchen cabinet?
Yes.
Kitchen island?
Yes.
Roofing?
I didn't hear you say kitchen designer. Is that even in there?
It's kitchen remodel. Kitchen designer is gonna pull for that under general contracting because it's all inclusive.
Okay.
Yeah. Bathroom tiles, bathroom cabinets are a no, I'm assuming, because you don't want bathrooms.
Bathroom cabinets are fine. It's just I don't want to remodel a whole bathroom.
Got it. Okay. And then roofing?
No.
Okay. Got it. Understood. Fantastic. So what time do you want your client onboarding? I can do any time from 12:30 on. The last appointment is 5:30. We do have a half hour increment.
That gives me an hour and a half. How long do you think it'll even take to fill out the paperwork? It's not that hard, is it?
10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do the 12:30.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and lock that in, and then I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. So let me do this. You're going to see it come through. Your email is going to say GG onboarding. Let's see if I can spell today.
And what will take place then with this?
It's just going to be the technician. His name is Ivan. He's just literally going to be verifying the information that we have on the application so we can submit it. If we're missing something, then it's not going to be good for submission. It will automatically get denied. So we like to make sure that we cross the T's and dot the I's on it. It's literally just verifying the information we have on there. Okay.
This is after I get the application done, you mean, or what?
Yeah. So the application is already in your inbox. It says Google Guarantee Campaign starts now. So
is what you're saying?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Did you email it to me, you mean, or what is it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I did email it, but I can also text it over to you right now if you prefer that.
No, I'm just checking to make sure it comes through because
perfect.
I have phone. Okay, got it.
You do?
Be
beautiful. Yeah. And then you click there for the, you go ahead and click there for the application, and it says click here, and then you fill out the application. The only thing that it's going to ask you that you might not know is minimum monthly budget, which is the $574, okay?
And we'll start from there is what we'll do.
Right.
Okay. That's the invitation for GG orientation. Let's see. And then and then I click on the attachment for the paperwork.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. And then
I click on it as a Dolby, then it'll be the one I can actually fill out a form.
That's a great question.
Word or Adobe.
Okay. I'm not sure which one it comes through as.
I'll just do it as just once and we'll see what it does. Yep, it is. Oh no. It's not here. It didn't actually bring it up.
Here, let me send it to you text. This should be easier. Here.
I'm gonna try it with Word too.
Okay, try that and see what happens. It should open. You have an iPhone or an Android?
Well, I'm doing it on my computer.
Oh, on your computer. Oh, okay.
And then it's giving me a choice of doing it with Word this time. And I'm just doing it just once just to see if it does it. Word just gives me a bunch of information.
Okay. Let me try it like this. Hold on. Let me send it to you like this. Give me one second. I'm going to send another email that's going to say Google Guarantee application. And it should be a clickable link. Hold on. Your email. Yep, that's you.
Okay.
Here, try this one. I just sent it over right now.
Yeah, it's really sitting right in front of my computer, so. Still waiting for it to pop in. It's refreshing. Yeah, back home, I had the kitchen design guy for long enough that a lot of people tried to call me, wanted to help me out on my page exposure, and I told him, well, listen, this one, where do I come up? Oh, you're second. You're going to get it much better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay, I got it. I'm gonna click on download pictures. Okay, so I got your new email. What do I click on this one?
It should say right there, Google Guarantee application in blue.
Yep, just click on that. Okay, that's loading, so we'll see what it looks like here in a minute. Yes, there we go. Now we got it.
Now we're cooking with fire?
Yeah, we are cooking with fire. I got a page here to fill out and everything, and even a login, it says.
Yeah, it's going to make it super easy for you. Very, very manageable.
Good. I'll get it filled out and then be waiting for my next thing. So you're the one that called me at 12:30 then?
I'm going to call you and introduce you to Ivan, yes.
Okay, so then it's Ivan after that. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And are you going to call on another Iowa number most likely?
Or? No, it'll be from the 877 number because we call from the operation system.
Okay. Just wanted to know for sure. Just so
for sure. So anytime that you call me and if I have to call you back, it's going to come from the Iowa number.
Yeah, that's why I answered this time what I was thinking. So.
But it should be a number similar to what I've called you from, if not the exact same number. It very rarely deviates. So if you program that number in, you can, you know, you'll know that it's me calling you. Like if you've called me and I'm not available, is the only, like if I'm on a call like I am with you right now, is the only time that like I wouldn't answer, you know? And then I would call you back as soon as I was finished.
According to this, I just only had one missed call today on this particular number, so I don't think it's actually using the same number every time.
Well, I haven't called you any other times. I called you yesterday, and then before that, I called, like, let me see how long ago it was. It was a while. Hold on, Control F. The last time I called before this was, I called you yesterday. And then before that, I called you on Valentine's Day, February 14th. So it might not still be in your call log.
Well, when you go on history, it'll show all the time that you've gotten calls from that particular number. All I got today is that's it.
Very strange. So I guess it did change the number then. Okay. Well, I'll send you if you call me and I have to call you back and I don't get you, obviously you'll be waiting for my call back, but if I don't get you right away, I'll shoot you a text, hey, it's me calling, so then you'll know. Okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, well, we've got everything squared away for you so far, Brian. I know that you're going to love this service, and I look forward to hearing all about it, okay?
Yep, the success story. We can't wait.
I can't wait. I really can't wait. Yeah, and hopefully then you'll go on and leave me a review.
And I can be your business friend. It's like this guy is just made buku bucks doing this thing. So, yeah.
Exactly. And then you can pause it. You can do whatever you need to do with it because it allows you to have more control over everything and how it works, you know?
Yeah, I get stressed when I get the Angie's List lead come in because it's like, hurry, got called really quick. And,
yeah.
A few times and like, okay, well, getting batting zero again here. There we go.
That's terrible. That feels awful.
I hate it because I've been, okay, I probably dropped how many dollars just in the last couple minutes and I have nothing to show for.
Right. So. You don't even get to talk to anybody. You don't, they don't even tell you, you know, get out of here, or I love you, or I hate you, or anything, you know? Like, you don't even get an opportunity. Like, that's the terrible, crummy part, you know?
I can't even say, we're not a good fit.
Right?
Well, I did have one lead, though. Everything that they sent me for information wasn't even legit. The email, the phone number, nothing. It all came real. None of it was. But they did give me credit sometimes, but still not enough to make up the difference.
Right. Well,
I'll get
we're definitely going to be different now.
Oh, good, because I'm going to drop, once this thing kicks in and I get jobs, I'm dropping all that other stuff. Because I've paid up with Howes up till this next December, so I mean, it is what it is. But Angie's List, I can just cut that one off. Cut off that bleeding thing and just let it go.
Right. Absolutely. You absolutely can. 100%.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. I will talk to you in just a little bit here and we'll get everything going, okay?
Sounds perfect. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time too, Brian. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.